What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Song, Steve Perry there, and oh, Sherry, you are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good to have your company on this Tuesday morning, and it's very good to have your company in the studio. Good morning and welcome to the
Hello.
WA State Director, Marika.
How are you?
I'm well.
It's so rainy.
You're
Apparently
loving it? Come on.
I do like it. I mean, I'm ready for summer. I am ready for summer.
But this is good. The rain's
it is.
Good.
Dude, they said this morning, I think, the wettest July in 20 years or something.
Loving it.
Yeah.
Absolutely
so
loving it.
Farmers are loving it too.
Indeed.
It's
good.
Awesome.
It is good for our farmers.
Yes.
Good for the garden as well.
I know.
And good to fill up our water supply.
It is. It's awesome.
So what you been up to? It's been a little while since we caught up. So here we are.
Yeah.
Now we're just over the halfway mark of the year.
I know. I can't believe it. Christmas in July. Do you do anything for Christmas in July?
No.
Does the fam, maybe the fam, does anything, any ideas?
Stick to it. It's not a bad thought, though.
Yeah, I know.
Do you celebrate Christmas in July?
Oh, no, but I should.
Now,
I love Christmas.
Question without notice, do you wear one of those really, really, really weird Christmas?
No, I don't, but I want to. Actually, T-shirts we do. As a family,
really?
Like, we all have, like, these really corny Christmas T-shirts.
Okay.
I've got Elf one, which is really awesome, where he's, like, stuck in a snow globe.
The reason why I said that, because I could imagine you.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking, yep, Mike's asking this because I'm one of those people who would wear a Christmas jumper and
You're
go
one
all
of
out.
Those.
Yeah, I am.
Look, let's get on to chatting about some more serious things. Now, what are we going to be chatting about today?
Yeah, look, we're probably taking a bit of a different direction over the next couple of sessions, and something I've really been thinking about over the last year or so, and it's really our role politically as Christians, how we tackle the issue of child protection.
Okay.
Now, child protection is a minefield. It's huge. And I feel like often, you know, we get stuck on the hot button topics, the things that, you know, tend to mobilize Christians, but when you come back to the Word, and the Word of God says to us, you know, give justice to the weak and the fatherless, I think things like that, we really need to stop and listen. And as churches, as community of people, going, how can we protect the orphan, the widow, in our community? Mm. And it's something that's so central to God's heart as well.
Yeah.
So for me, over the next couple of weeks, I'd love to be able to share a bit more on child protection, and just an awareness too for the community to be aware of what happens in child protection, some of the things that we can do to address some of the just absolute letdown in policy, but to be aware of it. I think that's the main thing, Mike.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll play a song. We'll come back and talk some more. Mm. We're also going to be touching on the 2019 inquest as well. So if it is a little bit sensitive, you may want to, just a little bit of a warning, I guess, as we're going to be chatting about it as well. So we're back after this song. You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike, and joining me in the studio this morning is the WA State Director of Australian Christians, Marika. Back soon. Mercy me, say I won't. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Joining me in the studio this morning is the WA State Director of Australian Christians, Marika. Nice to have you in again, Marika. Now, can you give us a bit of an update on the 2019, which does seem like a long time ago, 2019 inquest. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, I remember hearing about this on the back of this inquest. And at the time, Coroner Fogliani was tasked to look at the deaths of 13 Aboriginal children and young people in the Kimberley region. And I remember when this report came out, I was shocked because back in 2019, she gave all these recommendations as to what the government had to look at to prevent this incredible sad situation of suicides happening to our kids up north. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, like you said, it seems like a while away, but 18 months on, the only thing really that the government has addressed has been infrastructure spend, and that's actually not where the issue is. So this inquest found that kids were severely disadvantaged. They were surrounded by familial circumstances which prevented them from, you know, thriving. There was a lot of domestic violence. There was a lot of alcohol involved. And a lot of these young people actually had recurring medical conditions. Now, when you read this report, Mike, it's as if this stuff is happening in Africa, not in Australia, a rich nation that is meant to look after its citizens. And I think that that's one thing that I wanted to for people to be aware of. A lot of these deaths could have been prevented had there been adequate service provision, adequate wraparound services around these kids to address what was happening emotionally, psychologically. I mean, again, where are our priorities? You know, we were rushing through the puppy farming, stop puppy farming legislation. And I know there's a lot of people out there who love their fur babies, and that's fine. But we really need to look at where we prioritise and how we battle and defend our kids in our society.
Now, I'm just assuming that as you were saying that about the services the and the infrastructure that's all those services provide, I would be thinking... They would already be there then in place and happening, or?
Exactly. And you would think so. I mean, one of the chief psychiatrists last year came out and going, okay, great. So Fogliani has provided her recommendations. We know that there is a lack of mental health services. There's a real need to train up caseworkers, Aboriginal caseworkers who can identify and work with these kids and families. That hasn't happened. And it's not to diminish what people are doing up there, but the government was throwing money into community centres instead of actually making sure that that money is well spent in getting these kids the medical care that they need, getting them the psychiatric and emotional and mental health wraparound services that they need. And that was not happening. And last year, when this article came out, these caseworkers were still up in arms going, well, nothing is happening up here. The government is throwing money at buildings instead of people, and it's not working.
It doesn't seem like a... I mean, I'm from an outsider looking in. When you say what the report says and what the needs are, it seems like a fairly straightforward fix. But again, I'm not saying I know how to fix it, but when you read the report...
Yes. And look, for me, I worked in community development extensively before I was at AC. And so I totally appreciate and can identify with what these caseworkers were facing, what these medical services were facing. The thing is, Mike, it's that thing of out of sight, out of mind, you know. A lot of these caseworkers and nurses and the people who do work in regional remote WA, their hearts are so in the right place, but they're often overworked. There's not enough people or resourcing to attract new staff to work in a lot of these centres because the workload is so intense. So, you know, I think there's a lot of systemic things within the system that is actually preventing service provision from being what it could be, because the government's simply not prioritising. You need adequate people, adequate services. You don't need another building. And that's actually one thing that I thought was really important as well. When we look at the... you know, sort of the overarching issue of child protection. A building is one thing, but making sure you're looking after kids and giving them a safe environment and giving them services and people that enable that safe environment. I mean, isn't that a fundamental right?
Absolutely. Marika, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. Lifeline at WA is here for all Western Australians. Sometimes it helps to know that someone is listening. And that you don't have to face your problems alone. Lifeline 131114. At 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Marika, the WA Director from Australian Christians, is in the studio with me. Marika, we got talking about child protection, then we moved on to the inquest back in 2019.
Yes.
Getting some great text messages coming through. We've got a text message here from, I apologies if I haven't pronounced your name correct, Wenjuku from Wembley says, Hi, I'm a listener, originally from Kenya. and I love 98.5. However, I don't appreciate how the guest, Marika, said that something happened as if in Africa. You were just explaining about, here we are in WA, and you use
we're
the
so
analogy.
Rich. That's exactly. And it's not about place. This is about the resourcing available. So, you know, apologies for that. But it was pointing out that in a rich nation like WA, state like WA, we should do better. We should do better.
Got another one here. They're coming through this morning.
Good.
So thank you. I hopefully got your name right. Wayne Juku from Wembley. Felicity, good morning. Felicity says you have to involve the Indigenous people and find out what they want to happen. Yes. Don't tell them, ask.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I worked with an incredible group of elders up north, especially through Halls Creek when I was doing community development. And there was a lady, Nana Maureen, who always said, you know, a lot of these organisations come in, they get a grant, they're there for a year and then they go. And that was the problem. And as I was saying earlier, the resourcing needs to actually be put towards people who work in the area, understand the area, are committed to the area. And that's what's not happening at the moment. So I 100% agree with that. And that's something I found so frustrating, is a lot of the organisations were sort of flying through into these communities, maybe based on grants, and not that that's a bad thing, they all serve a purpose, but you know, local resourcing and local building, empowering local people to actually look after that service provision is the best way to make sure that kids have these wraparound services.
Yeah. Now, I can tell you, you're pretty passionate about this topic.
I am.
I know you're passionate about a lot of things, but this in particular.
Yes, I am.
Can I just, on that, what is your role as, you know, you don't have a seat in Parliament as such.
Yes.
What is your role in all of this as we're talking about it?
You know, Mike, aside from what we do for work and everything aside, for me, I have this image in my head, you know, when I think about Jesus and, you know, the kids playing around him and Jesus rebuking the disciples, you know, because the kids were running around. And I've always had this, just this special understanding or this heart that God's heart is for kids. Mm-hmm. And when you look at what's happening in our society these days and, you know, families and kids growing up in families that are so broken, a world that is so broken, shouldn't our responsibility as Christians, as people, be to look after the most vulnerable? So, and I think it stems from working in these areas.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Oh, you got me going. Back after this. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me in the studio has been Marika from the WA Director of Australian Christians. We did say right at the start, it's definitely a sensitive issue, and it certainly certainly got a hold of both of us this morning.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. We got talking about child protection and the 2019 inquest, and when I asked you about, you know, why you do what you do, it's you're real passionate about it, aren't you, Marika?
I am.
And it's such an important issue.
It is, and for all of us.
Is it just one of those issues that do we look at it and go, so, or too hard, or we don't know what to do, or what stops us, I wonder, from getting involved and trying to make a difference?
You know, the thing is, I think it's probably a combination of both of those things. Mm. You know, when you think about the issue of child protection, it's the same like anything. It requires a long-term journey. It requires people to be committed to the long-term, and maybe that scares us a bit. But again, when you're dealing with vulnerable kids, shouldn't that be a priority? You know, I often think as churches, you know, we should be beacons. You know, I always hear about that concept, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, isn't the church the perfect village for that?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these kids would be feeling so isolated and so lonely, and it just takes a word of hope, someone to reach out to say that you care, you have value. Mm. And that's what a lot of these kids, they found in this report, you know, they were stuck in such a generational cycle of poverty and neglect. And I think this is an incredible opportunity for us as Christians, for us as the church, to start being these beacons and start going, well, which areas of policy can we have a voice in, and not just the big things, you know, around religious freedom and all these things are important, but things that actually matter to people on the ground and to these kids.
Yeah. Look, we'll wrap it up there. Mm. We are out of time today, but love to continue this conversation because it is a big one.
It is,
and we had so much more to talk about today, but we've only really scratched the surface. So really appreciate you coming in. Appreciate you sharing your heart and sharing your passion.
Yeah.
That's why we love you coming in because you're so passionate about And I love the way that you just grab hold of policy and legislation and really... You really put the microscope over it and really, you know, go over it with a fine tooth comb. So we love that. Love that there's someone actually, and we, you know, we talk about the checks and balances are so important in Parliament.
No
matter what sort of politics you support.
Exactly. Keep people accountable.
Absolutely. Regardless of who's in power. So appreciate it. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good, Mike.
Good on you, Marika. My guest in the studio this morning has been Marika, WA Director of Australian Christians. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.